Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You're going to find out today, we're continuing talking about an organizer's handbook by Saul Alinsky. Think about that. Saul, y'all remember Saul in the Book of Acts?
That's right.
Saul Alinsky, and it's called Rules for Radicals. And the reason why we're talking about it, if you've been following us, is Marshall Gantz, which was, he says that he worked with President Obama in his campaign. He's an organizer, done some very cool things he's done in his organizing career. I myself, as I shared in the program earlier, that I was an organizer with PICO, Pacific Institute of Community Organizing, and of course the president was an organizer. But I keep on saying the word was. I'm thinking, like, you know, we're asking the question, is America and the world being organized if it is for good or evil, and what do we do with it as Christians? And it's like, based on this handbook, and I'm not saying that anybody's using this handbook, I'm just saying somehow it got imparted into our current leaders of the world, you know, workers of the world,
unite.
And it's like, what's going on here? And so you've got to read this, but if you have, we're going to talk about it. We're going to go into the next tactic. But just to kind of share with you some of the tactics that we're going to be talking about. We talked about one yesterday, and the tactic, and the reason why we talk about it, you may look at the, and this is not normal for us, but you go to the VFN Torch, we talked about it, and hopefully there will be a segment in the highlights available for you. Pat is the one that saw Satan. I didn't see Satan. No, I've seen folks who Satan's using.
Yeah.
But he actually seen Satan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can hear about it. If you missed that, you can go to yesterday's highlights and see it on the VFN Torch. And so when you see this picture of Lucifer on
the torch,
realize, you know, that's totally, totally Pat. Because, you know, I was very uncomfortable with it. It just seemed real.
That's just what I saw.
Yeah, no. And it's just, it lines up with the word of God. I mean, that's exactly it. And, you know, 1,000 years ago, they described him like that. And
yeah, so, we just don't post pictures, but it's exactly what you saw.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, so it's like, we're not going to edit it out. It's like, hey, listen, this is it.
Yeah, and so when you're partnering with Lucifer, and this is we always say that, because this handbook for organizers was written allegedly in jail by Saul Alinsky, is dedicated, or when you open up the cover and look in the inside of it, it says, hey, we just want to remember the very first one that ever organized, and just give a big, basically a shout out, if you would, to Lucifer. And it was like, should we read on? You know, should we use this as a manual? Should we have been practicing these things? And you'll find out, it's like, listen, if you'll listen to all of this, what you're looking at today, what you're looking at in the world today will make sense to you. It will totally make sense to you. And because, you know, people are trying to make sense of it. It's like, first of all, you just never try to make sense of what the devil's doing. But just realize, oh my goodness, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, God's a God of order. The enemy's, you know, Satan's of chaos. And there's a reason to this mayhem. I mean, even when you think about it, and we talked about it with Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islam, and just Islam in general in regards to Iranian version of Islam, with the Ayatollah there. I mean, they believe that chaos is going to bring out their God out of the hole in the ground in Mecca that they walk around. You know what I'm saying? And so it's totally the opposite, by the way, which they call a beast, and you can see about that on the torch. And good thing they said, you know, according to the Quran, is that it's going to come out of the hole, and it's going to put a mark on them to identify them that they're right.
Crazy.
Okay. Whoa, Lord, help me not be deceived. Dear Jesus, right. If they believe that, no, tell them what Pat believes. I mean, no, tell them what we believe. Think about it.
Yeah.
Deception is a scary thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very, very scary thing. I mean, pride, let me tell you something. Pride is blinding, and it'll cause you to believe a rock is God. I mean, if you're waiting for God to come out of a hole in the earth, you know, hole in the ground. It's like, oh my goodness, you're
catch
waiting for Lucifer to come out, you know? So some of the tactics we'll be talking about as we continue the conversation is, when you think about it, yesterday we talked about deception, and we're going to talk about, we're not talking about kind of giving you some tips to be able to organize with Lucifer here. We're giving you the light perspective. We're giving you, we're having a conversation, the light part of it is like, okay, here's what's being said, and you need to know this because this is being done to you. By the way, if you're married to somebody who's not walking with God, this is being done with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
You actually had children who are in love with the world, and the verdict's in, they love darkness more than they love light, and they, you know, they don't love Jesus, you know, you're going through this. If you're actually in a gathering, a church gathering with wolves in there, This is how you're being treated. So it's not unique. It's just, it's a playbook. If you want to, this is amazing. Mm. You know, as I'm reading this book, I'm thinking, my goodness, you know, this is like a telltale thing that he's actually spilling his beans. You think you come up with something new, but it's like, no, it's actually what was written in the jail by Saul Alinsky. And so the first one was, we talked about yesterday, was deception, which is their first tactic, which is power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Mm. And that's deception. We already talked about that yesterday, but the ones we're going to be talking about in some of these today, and we'll work our way through them, is don't go outside your experience. Well, that's what pride can't do that, because pride operates in self, and we're going to talk about the counteraction of that. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one is, or the third one is, go outside your enemy's expertise. And that's funny. Stay within what you know, but take them out of what they know. It sounds like what's happening in America now, right?
Yeah.
And the fourth is make your enemy live up to what's written in their book of rules. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to talk about, I'm going to go into details.
Goodness.
Fifth is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. He's like, oh, you know, I was like, what that debate was about. I was like, when somebody, I don't know, like, liar. I was like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
It was like, it was ridicule.
Yeah.
We have these things called planes. We don't need ships. And those are ridicule. Yeah. So I thought, okay, moving on, because we're not talking about, we're just kind of going over the what we're going to be talking about in the first, second hour today. The sixth is your people that are in rebellion with you. No, your people have to enjoy it. They have to actually enjoy it. It's one of the sixth one. The seventh is they have short attention spans, you know. You got to keep changing things continually because, I don't know, try this PlayStation game. Play this PlayStation game. How about this thing on the, how about this movie here? How about that thing? Oh, my God. Yeah. And it's like they want to be entertained, whatever. Mm-hmm. It has to be fun. They even come out with movies about dancing. Dance in your rebellion. It didn't work, but anyway. And the seventh is, or the eighth is, keep on the pressure. Keep on the pressure. This is the tactics of a book for organizers that is has a forward dedicated to, or at least a dedication to, or a shout out to Lucifer, who did the first one to do something like this. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself.
Mm.
You know, so it's the, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, this is so Satan.
The looming terror, right?
This is so Satan, yeah. And 10 is develop an operation system to maintain the pressure to the opposition. What's happening right now? Our government's being hyped up and organized to be able to maintain the pressure. Now, personally, you know, I believe it's a revelation of Jehoiakim. I think that God has put Jehoiakim, and we're given a biblical perspective of what's going on right now. Listen, nothing happens outside of God.
Mm.
But Jehoiakim, if you have not yet heard or listened to Josiah, you can go to VFNTV.com now and listen to it. Just click on VFNTV in your upper menu and look for Josiah and listen to it, because you need to get a perspective, because Josiah's son was Jehoiakim, named by Egypt, signed by God to oppress God's people who were in rebellion. And so it wasn't a mistake. And by the way, Zedekiah comes next. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure that you get this right, because Zedekiah means God is just, which means if we'll repent under Jehoiakim, we might not experience the justice of God.
Mm.
If we run to the cross and let the God's justice be served on Jesus and humble ourselves and serve the Lord, then that will stop.
Right.
But guess what's after Zedekiah? Nebuchadnezzar! God's servant, Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. And Persian. Imagine that, Persia. It's like, oh my goodness. Wasn't that just, a prideful people? Yeah. Think about that. Persia. And so he was God's servant to oppress God's people.
Mm-hmm.
God handled him,
right.
But understand he raised him up to be able to use him to discipline his people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pride in America that the church, people that call themselves believers, are going like, God's got a covenant with Israel. Like, you don't think he's got a covenant with America?
Oh, America. Yeah.
He said, God's got a covenant with America. You think that God's got a greater covenant with America than he does Israel? It's like, and look what happened to Israel. That should cause us to sit up and pay attention.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like that movie we talked about this week. It's like, oh my gosh, I can hear the rattling of the trains and stuff.
I know, right?
Get your popcorn. Get in there. Get in the oven. Get in the oven quick. Get in there. Get in there. Right?
Yeah.
You got to hear that. A freaky thing at the Unstoppable movie that we got stopped.
No doubt. The Holy Spirit
said, stop.
Exactly.
And just stopped us right there. But so they develop an operating system as the 10th one. There's only 13. The 11th is to push negatives hard and deep, because every negative has an opposite side to it. So once they get it's like a bully that just focuses on that one spot. That's a devil that's got that bully. I mean, this is like Satan's operating manual.
Yeah.
And then you would organize, and it's dedicated, talks off in the beginning of Saul Alinsky, that the church was actually in part of all this. And remember, when I first became an organizer, they came into our church.
Right.
You know, one of the Berkeley leaders in Berkeley, University of Berkeley, mm-hmm. came into a Christian church who loved God, and the pastor loved God, and I was working with him and in ministry, and next thing you know, we're trying to help do something positive in the community, which is cool if your motives are pure. But if you're doing this to be able to promote Lucifer,
right,
rebellion, it is demonic. And the 12th is, there's a price for your attack. There's mm-hmm. a price for it, and the price is you have to have an alternative. You have to have some sort of alternative. So we haven't read it yet, but we have an alternative. Yeah. We haven't read the bill, but we've passed the bill, and then we're going to read it after we pass the bill. And what you're looking at has nothing to do with the bill. It has to do with we're being organized. Mm-hmm. It looks like we're being organized according mm-hmm. to Saul Alinsky, the Handbook for Organizers.
Wow.
Which is not strange. I mean, if you're an organizer, it's not strange for you. I mean, if you're a singer and you get into leadership and you sing a song, the person's not going to freak out. He's singing. She's singing. Right. It's like, they're a singer. They right. sing. Or sang. Whatever how you say that. And then finally, this is the list. Listen to this one. This is the 13th and the last one we're going to be talking about. Pick a target. Freeze it. Personalize it. And polarize it.
Wow.
Wow.
Or you could say pulverize it, but it's polarize it. And you think about all the things that have been polarized today. I mean, think about all the things that are going on right now. Because you would think is like, okay, 10,000 of those going on. We have B, we have this going on. We have people coming over our border, which is cool. I mean, as Christian perspective, we want them to be able to get a job and be right. blessed and stuff. At the same time that people who hate us are coming across our border. And then our current leadership is saying they're not going to defend the governor who stood up for the federal law. It's like, oh, this is community organizing 101.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, let's just print some more money. Yeah. Let's print some more money. Can you just think about this? If you personally could print money, and we know you've tried it. We know you've tried it. No comment. We're just going to stop right there. Right. No. It's, but people have.
Sure.
I mean, I was talking to somebody who works for one of those money trucks that mm-hmm. drives around.
Right.
That's a target.
No doubt.
That's a safe job, right?
Yeah.
I ride around with $1 million every day that's not mine. Anyway, so they said all kinds of fake money, the counterfeit money is passing every day, and people just take it. Mm. And so there's a lot of counterfeit gospel going on every day, and people just take it as well. So, I mean, think about that. Here we are in Afghanistan. We are continuing on over there. We had crazy things going on with, okay, we're apologizing because the soldiers burned a Quran, but at the same time, crosses are being torn down in the, right. the parks and stuff like that. And he says, well, this is really confusing. This is so cool is that you're going to get wisdom here. You're going to get the light. You're going to understand. No, this is organizing 101.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So you can relax. I'm going to talk to you about a biblical perspective of each of these tactics so you can just take one at a time and go, oh, and a light view of a dark move. And if you maintain your place in God, if you just stay peaceful and a person of faith and trust in God and not whatever else, then you'll just watch God do what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be encouraging because, I mean, I listen to people it's just like people get pulled into it. Intelligent people get pulled into it, and you're just thinking like, are you really arguing with Satan? Are you really, you know, it's evil, you know, but you would like to get, a dimension of the thing
right,
going on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like Saul Alinsky's book, written in 1971, Rules for Radicals. Get it. Go to VFN Torch today. VFN Torch today, VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and it'll take you right to how to get the book. Buy the book. Read it. Just go. Imagine this. Open it up. First read the cover, the shout out to Lucifer, and then realize everything else you're going to read, put it in that context, category, in that context. And we just talked about that in his book, and you got to hear this, and make sure you hear all of them, but because I'm breaking it down into American bits and bites. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1, tension spin over. Anyway, so And he talks about, you know, organize around pollution because it's a common thing.
Wow.
And then once that they're organized around pollution, people want to do it, then it's a short step to organize around the pollution of politics and the pollution of the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, that's global warming.
Mm.
And then he goes, when an organizer, he wants an open society, and it's like, oh, open society, 1971, George Soros today, Hillary Clinton today, President Barack Obama today. Oh, they want to open, oh my goodness. We're being organized. I mean, that we're asking the question, but tentatively right now, if the judge calls in and says, listen, jury, you're going to need to make a verdict at this particular point, you know, I would say we're being organized. And understand prophetically, and we'll be talking more about this, that it's going to happen. We've already been told that there's going to be a beast economy kick in, and you can't buy or trade or sell without it. Everybody assumes it's not going to be their generation. You have the people who have believe that they have been raptured and they're walking around as a ghost or something. And you have other people that believe they're going to be raptured, taken out of here before there's any pain, while somebody in Nepal is suffering as we speak, and Saeed's right. in prison in Iran and being beat. They think that, you know, only it's American gospel,
right,
that they're not going to suffer nothing. They're going to go straight from they're going to draw their last penny from their IRA and their 401k. So they have no more money left. And then Jesus can come back as soon as they make that last vacation to Branson, and then they're gonna go. Then all of a sudden, Jesus, this is the American gospel, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna go, and then just like Elijah's cloak fell off,
they're gonna go.
They're like their Lincoln Continental's just gonna fall off of them, you know, and their cable cord is just gonna break off like an umbilical cord, and they're gonna go straight from just fiction and delusion straight into the glories of heaven,
straight into glory,
facing a God they don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Answering to a God for what they never read.
Exactly.
And trying to stumble their way. Hopefully they're not a goat. Because there'll be sheep's goat, right?
Sheep is goat.
By the way, and we are in, understand the things that are going right now, we are in our second day of the government shutdown.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
God is showing us paper money, in a vision of paper money being removed off the face of the earth. 6 minutes or 6 seconds.
Six seconds.
You know, prophetically, he's told us that the economy, the stock market will crash in six seconds, and the world as we know it will change. And it's like George Soros, who says, I don't use my money to be able to build a better world, that he is a multi-billionaire that's trying to ease down the euro, and he's made his money off crashing
economies. Right?
Economies and just everything you can imagine, everything that somebody wouldn't do to their family. It's been done to our nation. As a matter of fact, I don't think it would even be done to our leader's family himself. Mm-mm. I don't think it would, because he's good. He seems to be a really good father and that type of thing. But so here we are, and we're going to talk about the tactics. We're just going to go right into it, and we're talking from a book called by Saul. Let's call the man Saul. His name's Saul, not Saul.
It's Saul.
So let's call him Saul, even though somebody but Saul, because that helps us relate to, you know, the book of Acts, right?
That's right.
And the Acts of the church. And Saul was persecuting the church.
Persecutions, yeah.
But he fell off of his donkey. And when the presence of the light showed up. And so don't understand that a persecutor today can be somebody who writes history for God tomorrow. So don't write anybody off. Realize that God was kind of using Saul, if you would, to motivate the church to spread out, because they were in Jerusalem and they wouldn't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're being highly motivated right now to do what he told, you know, and we talked about polarization. Polarization is what happened the day you got saved, by the way. And the day that you weren't polarized anymore is the day that you started blending in with the world, becoming friends with the world. So depending on which false doctrine you believe or not, or the true doctrine is, like, if your friendship with the world is to be a hater of God.
Mm.
And so if you blended in, if you felt like you now you're being polarized as a Christian, but you weren't prior to that, well, welcome to the family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the family. You know, that's how you tell a true believer and a bunch of people who call themselves Christians, because they're actually isolate that person.
Yeah.
And they're polarized. It's like they're not my friend. It's like they're not supposed to be, because they're actually in darkness, even though they're hanging around, right?
That's right.
Anyway, so listen. So the second tactic in the book, called Rules for Radicals, that starts with a shout out to Lucifer, who was the first one that organized a third of the angels, right? They don't go into detail, but they just give a shout out to Lucifer, which Marshall Gantz, a community organizer who's done a lot of good things, but also he is quoting from this book, which put a default you know, inside of my spirit.
Hold up.
But then he said, but he said, which you can see this on VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, that he worked with President Obama on his campaign, and they worked together. Mm-hmm. Well, they're both community organizers. That just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense. And you would want somebody who can organize the community if you're going to run for any kind of political office. It's kind of a good thing.
Makes sense.
Unless you're doing it for the devil. Anyway, but I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we're looking at the context of this book. And we're not saying this book's being used, but if you start reading this book and realize the person that says he worked for our current president, that he quotes from this book, and then you start seeing the techniques that are written in this book being used, it's like, I don't know if it's a transference of spirit, or maybe he read it. Maybe he read it. Yeah, maybe he read it. I was saying he was a community organizer. So anyway, you'd never let a crisis go to waste, right? Isn't that what the Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff, said?
Rahm.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel. So the second tactic is this in their book. This is how you actually, this is, you know, the one that they give a shout out to Lucifer. If you want to force people to do what you want, is number two is never go outside the experience of your people. That's what it says. Never, this is what Saul Alinsky writes. Never go outside the experience of your people. When an action or tactic is outside the experience of your people, the result is confusion, fear, and retreat. Remember that. Confusion, fear, and retreat. And, he goes on to say, the collapse of communication. So they know. They know if you get outside your experience, if you take your people outside their experience, they're going to be confused, they're going to be fearful, and they're going to retreat, and they're not going to be able to communicate.
Wow.
So he's saying is, when you bring your mob, Ann Coulter wrote a book called Demonic.
Right.
It talks about a mob, and then she talks about, well, hey, oh my goodness. When you think about this, that the religious folks, when Jesus was walking, oh my God, they organized on Jesus.
Yeah.
The religious folks used government, and they just started saying, we got to take this man out. He's really blowing it for how we think it should actually be in the world. I want to have a better world, but not God's world.
Mm.
And so they just said, let's just organize around Free and Barabbas. Let's just make that our target. Let's just point that, personalize it, polarize it, and make Barabbas our target. And then all of a sudden, we'll just put a battle between Jesus and Barabbas, and we'll just start chanting, you know, Free Barabbas, Free Barabbas, Free, and we'll do like posters and signs and blogs and stuff.
Right.
And it worked.
It worked.
Because everybody started saying, probably as we know, they probably didn't know what they was even doing now. A lot of them, just the religious people who were pushing the folks.
Right.
And they were saying, crucify God. Of course, you know, it wouldn't happen unless God allowed it, but they were allowing, God was allowing that organization. They organized Jesus to the cross. And do you think that a student won't be organized to the cross if the teacher was organized to the cross, if we don't pay attention? God didn't call us to be masochists. You know, he called us to be wise. He called us to be as gentle as doves, but as wise as serpents. We have to pay attention. And he says, be on your guard against men, if all people. Why? Because Satan holds some men captive to do his will. He doesn't just appear. He has to have authority to operate. So don't quit saying like, oh, just be, hit me again. You got to say, well, wait a minute, I got to move out of this place here because I'm putting myself in danger, or my family in danger, or the church in danger. And so that's important, because the number two tactic for the book, they have a shout out to Lucifer by Saul Alinsky, that an employee or former business partner of our president, who was also a community organizer, Marshall Gantz, quoted from, that he said, you first got to polarize to organize, and then once their conflict happens, you depolarize, then you depolarize and you settle. This is good stuff. If you want to know how the devil works, this is how the devil works. And so confusion, fear, retreat, and lack of communication. Okay, what does 2 Corinthians, what does God say about how will we react to that? Okay, they walk, he says, do not move people outside their experience. In other words, they have to actually know what they're doing. They have to have confidence in their own personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they have to be able to move in pride.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Because they can't move outside that realm. So then you know now that the enemy's tactic is the individual that's being used is moving in pride. And if you operate rightly before God, what I'm going to tell you about, then you'll just watch them eventually fall.
Mm.
But if you start moving in pride to fight pride, you're both going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he says in 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 7. He says, he's writing to the church of Corinth. He says, for we live and we walk. Think about that. We walk by faith, not by sight. So think about that. So we walk by faith and not by sight. So the counteract, the tactic number two, they walk within their experiences. We walk outside of our experiences. That's right. Despite what's going on in our natural sense, we're living in faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you are. If you're not, you're fearful. If you're not, you're confused. If you're not, you're thinking about retreating.
Mm.
If you're not, your communication's collapsing, your prayer life and your connection with the body. Because you're walking in pride. They knew. Mm-hmm. If you, they move outside their experience, outside their pride and what they know, they're going to be confused. They're going to be fearful. They're going to retreat, and they're going to their communication is going to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
And how many Christians are going like, "Oh, I've got to run for the hills." It's like, run, stand, man. We need some light around here. Turn your flashlight on. It's dark. You know, rise, shine, for your light better come soon. It's pretty dark. You know, I like what Michael Bodea talked about when he was being interviewed, the grandson interpreter of Dimitri Dudeman, when he prophesied about America and what was happening. He said, darkness is not something that just happens. Darkness is something that's there because of the absence of light.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing all this darkness happen right now because you're not being the light.
That's right.
Moving on. And so we operate outside of our experiences. Now you're thinking, no, I don't. Well, that's why you're on the medication right now. And that's why that's why you're fearful and you have no fingernails left and you're ragging your spouse. And that's why you're ragging your parents and why you're ragging your children. And you're ragging your boss, you know, ragging mean like you're just irritating them because you're operating within pride.
Yeah.
But if you relax and operate in faith, faith is being sure, Hebrews 11:1 says, being sure of what you hope for. Now, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. So we're That's operating right. outside. So day one, when you're going to number two tactic of Satan coming at you and a Saul Alinsky coming at you, a captive or the world being organized, what do you got to do? Be a man and woman of faith.
That's right.
Confidence, surety, certainty. Don't trust in what you see. Don't quit. Just get rid of all that. And everything that you see, every natural thing that can be shaken is being shaken right now. But you know what? It shouldn't bother you if you're a person of faith. Because that's not, your trust is not in the stock market. Your trust is not in Washington, D.C., the 530 right. people that so many people are blaming everything on, and you're the one that put them there.
That's right.
Come on. There's 325 million or something of us. And these guys down there, it's like, it, not only are they these 530 being blamed, but the people that are blaming them are the very ones that voted to put them there. It's like, come on. That is so unfair. It's like Satan standing outside of a church crying. You know, they come outside the church gathering and Satan standing by a telephone pole by this storefront gathering and he's crying.
Yeah.
And they say, well, Lucifer, what's going on? It's like, well, Saul Alinsky stole my stuff and wrote about it. He said, they're blaming me for everything.
All right.
They're blaming me for everything. And it's like, oh my goodness, yeah, that's kind of how it goes. And so we have to walk by faith. And think about this. He goes on, when he's talking about Hebrews here, he also says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So no, just forget about the world as we know it is being fundamentally transformed. Forget about the fact that the dollar is so cheap now, they're actually mailing dollar bills, not...
Yes.
They mail dollar bills.
In the mail.
Yeah, yeah. The very first dollar, by the way, the very first dollar that came in for our television broadcast was actually mailed to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was mailed to us. That was a sign. Yeah. It was a sign, right?
Yep.
And Ian's going like, oh, this is good, right?
Yeah, right.
And so then, even in my personal mail in my home, there's dollar bills. I'm like, The dollar is getting so cheap now, instead of buying a stamp, you just lick the dollar bill and stick it on the envelope. Oh, and don't, I mean, goodness. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Worthless. And so think about this. So if you're bowing down, we're talking about number two tactic. If you're bowing down to this fear tactic, at the moment it's happening, you have stopped walking by faith. Your shield of faith, which would have quenched and annihilated all their plans of attacks and strategies against you, is gone. And now you are going to be hit. All the schemes that they're bringing against you are going to come against you, and they're going to succeed because you had fear and you begin to move in pride instead of trusting God. By the way, if you said you're saved and you're not saved, you need a good save.
Mm.
This is not Sons of Sceva type faith we're talking here. We're talking about You got to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know him today, go to meetmyfather.org and meet him today. We share some of our experiences. But last part before we go to break here, in regards to the second tactic here, is 1 Corinthians 1:9. This is what God says about the people who operate in their experiences. If you'll have faith in God and not your ability to manipulate and stuff that they're doing, this is what he says in 1 Corinthians 1:9. He says, I will, God, will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
Mm.
The intellect of the intelligent, I will frustrate.
Mm.
What does that mean? That means when all that stuff's coming in, and it's happening everywhere, by the way, you just look at them and just kind of smile and go, wow, how cute is that? It's pretty neat. That's like Satan 101, isn't it? Lucifer 101, isn't that Alinsky 101?
Right.
Wow, that's cool. What happens is their little wisdom intellect thing just locks up, you know, and the pipe go, well, I didn't know what to do with this. I don't know, you know. He's just kind of standing there like a believer or something. He believes God. Romans 1:22, and we're going to go to break. Although they claim to be wise, they became fools. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. It's time to be faith. Have faith with works. Together, be hopeful and diligent, as we're going to hear from the Prime Minister today in today's program from Benjamin Netanyahu. And by the way, if you have not yet gone to VFNTV.com, make sure you go to VFNTV.com and you see the torch right there flaming on the front. That's the VFN torch. Everything that's ever been said is cut up like slices and highlights. You can see that right there. Also, make sure that you visit our underwriters and our sponsors. You know, without the underwriters and sponsors, you wouldn't be hearing this. Shop at their stores. Visit them. Go thank them. They're standing up for God and country in that order. And Israel. As a matter of fact, if you have not yet become one, become one. Very simple to do. Just follow the prompts. You can see it on the front page right there. It just says, partner today and become a sponsor or underwriter. And just click on that particular prompt. It'll take you through the process as what to do that. And we want to tell people about you.
That's right.
That you stand with us. We are honored that our sponsors and underwriters stand with us. Thank you. We're talking about Rules for Radicals. And the reason why we're talking about Rules for Radicals, a book by Saul Alinsky, is because, first of all, it was dedicated to Lucifer. That's not the reason why. Because a man that said he worked with President Obama getting into office, said that he quoted from the book, and he uses it and teaches community organizing, mm-hmm. and he's done some good things in the past. But once, you know, I was like, okay, once all right, you know, right. Hey, you know,
Satan's manual here.
So I got to move along. And so that's the reason why we're talking about it. And so this has different tactics. And the next tactics, the third tactic, we just talked about the previous tactic. And this tactic is, and these are the tactics they use to be able to force a people organize a people to be able to cause people, to organize a minority of people, a small amount of people, to be able to push a majority of people in the direction they want to go. I don't know, maybe nudge. Yeah, that would be a good word, right?
Yeah.
Nudge. Mm-hmm. Another book called Nudge. Just kind of nudge people. And that's all you can do when you're actually a small group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the third tactic is this in his book in regards to community organizing, which is a handbook for organizers, is whenever possible. Because remember, the second tactic was don't let your people go outside their experiences, because if they go outside their experiences, you remember what would happen to them? They would be confused, fearful, retreat, and communication would collapse. Now, listen to their third tactic. This is the third tactic. Whenever possible, go outside the experience of your enemy.
Do the very thing you don't want to happen to you, do it to them.
You know, what you don't want to happen with you,
right.
You stay within your experience, because if you'll break down, you'll be fearful, anxious,
right.
You know, retreat, and communication will break down. You want to get your enemy, you bring them outside of their experiences. And what will happen, and he goes, this is look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, uncertainty. This is radical. This is America right now.
Wow.
This is America.
Amazing.
And he says, this happens all the time. Watch how many organizations under attack are blindsided by seemingly irrelevant arguments that they're forced to address. They'll just kind of like broadside, you know, what about your, like, you know, what about whatever? You're like, this is how, I mean, so we're going to figure out how do you respond to that. So the very thing they said about, you know, make sure when you're organizing your few people to be able to come against the masses, that stay within their experiences, because they, as we understand it, that would be operating in self-pride, sure. And that type of thing. And they're fearful when they get outside what they know, and they retreat and get anxious and that type of thing. But as Christians, You know, you're not worried about that because that's how you live your life.
Right.
Possibly. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, will the Son of Man even find faith when he returns? Think about that. Will the Son of Man even find faith when he returns? So don't just have a default setting. I'm a person of faith. Well,
Do you say
you believe in Jesus, demons know that he exists and trembles.
That's right.
So the thing about it is, do you have faith and works together? Or do you have dead faith? And so faith is operating outside of our experiences. But he's saying the third tactic is to be able to force them to move outside their experiences. Well, hey, we live outside our experiences. I haven't been by a familiar experience in I don't know how long, right? Somebody starts getting around us. They're going like, oh my goodness, what? And they're like moving outside their experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
We realize, oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, we're just kind of been under the water for like, I don't know, about 6 years now. Yeah. We've been swimming around. We're not drowning. We don't know why we're not drowning, mm-hmm. right?
This is
right.
called wading the deep.
Yeah, we're just maybe we've been over our head for years. Mm-hmm. Just go down under
just go
the water.
Down. Just go down.
You can breathe. You can breathe.
Yeah.
And so that we're not shouldn't be worried about that. But this is a good way to polarize true believers from false. This is the prophetic word that was given over the American church was. God's going to separate those who are truly his and not his. And this is how it will happen, because if you don't have faith, you cannot stand up against Satan's tactics.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you don't have faith, you cannot operate within and survive these kind of tactics, because it's blowing your pride out of the water. I mean, it's just hitting it. So we think about this then. So John chapter 16, verse 33 kind of talks about that. He says, I have told you these things. This is Jesus telling us this kind of things I'm telling you now, really.
Right.
Storms and troubles. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. I'm telling you this so that you can have peace through this. Because remember, your peace in the midst of chaos means your enemy's going to be destroyed, but you're going to be protected and saved by God.
Yeah.
In this, Jesus goes on to say, in this world you will have organizers.
Mm-hmm.
You will have Lucifers.
Mm-hmm.
You will have troubles, but take heart, I've overcome this world. Now, if you're living for this world and not for eternity, Paul said you should be pitied more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, we're not living for this life. I was just thinking this morning, I was getting ready to be able to come on the program today, is how any moment, I just saw myself in the just crowd of sons and daughters of God in heaven, just worshiping God and just, you know what I'm saying, and the angels flapping their wings and just looking on the throne of God. I'm thinking, oh, just any moment we could be there with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not about this. That'd be a shame if all you do is live for this.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing how green brown grass looks from a distance. He told us these things is going to happen. And then he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, he says, and the peace of God which transcends or passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So you can actually, in the midst of all the attacks and all the assaults and them trying to push you outside your experiences, which you should have been anyway outside your experiences.
That's right.
You know, I don't know. What are you doing living inside your experiences?
Mm-hmm.
You've been telling everybody you're a person of faith. You know, we need some help. Hello, we need some help here, right? Yeah. Begin by becoming a sponsor and underwriter today. Secondly, let's hit the streets. God's manifesting his glory.
That's right.
Arise, shine, for your light has come. It's time to get busy. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 through 20 says, do not deceive yourself. If any of you think that you are wise by human standards in this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise.
Mm-hmm.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the sight of God. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise is futile.
Mm.
Just you're shutting down because you're trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You've been watching 24-hour news cycle. You've been sitting there, you ain't doing nothing with it. You know, you ain't picking your Bible up. 81% of the Bible, not actually 97% aren't reading their Bible in a way that they need to read it.
That's right.
81% are not picking it up at all. Only 3% are actually knowing what I'm talking about, really, right, in context of this. But if you pick up your Bible, begin to read it, and begin to abide with God, go to iabide.org. Iabide.org and get an abiding plan today. Abide while you can so you'll know what to do tomorrow. And quickly, we're just moving so quickly. I may have to finish this particular tactic in the extra hour. Make sure you join us in the extra hour, because I'm going to continue talking about these tactics. And we're going to have it down, White. This is the demonic tactic, but this is the godly tactic on how to contradict that thing.
Right.
And so every one of them, we're going to have that. And so you're going to be able to share this with your friends. because you can go to the app. You go to the VFNTV.com and download the app for whatever mobile device you have. And when you go to the app, you'll see these highlights, and you'll look at one tactic, and it'll have this conversation on it. And you can send that one tactic with God's answer to it to that person who's going through that in their life at that time. Think about that. I mean, we can spread the light all around the world. This is why we're doing this. We're doing this to give you hope. Listen, if we will shine our light in this darkness, it will overcome the darkness because the light's greater than anything Satan can do.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.